Good morning, everybody. My name's Larry Jacobs. How are you today? I am doing just fine, thank you. Put this into perspective. It's the day before Inauguration Day, January 19th, 2021. Okay, and welcome to today's Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio podcast. I've got our old friend here, Dr. Joan Wade, who, as many of you know, is the executive director of a wonderful organization which represents a wonderful group of people in education, all the ed service agencies, and that would be AESA, the Association of Educational Service Agencies, AESA.us. And she's brought with her a friend of hers, Bob Darby. Okay, and Bob, I'm curious if we know each other. I'll find out in a second, who is currently a partner in Mindshine Technologies and a former classroom teacher and principal and superintendent. And we're going to talk about how the company works with AESA, how AESA works to promote technology and close a technological divide amongst kids, etc. It's going to be a nice, interesting show, as it always is. As you know, we're now part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education over at ACE-ed.org, ACE-ed.org. Please go over if you're anything in pre-K-12 and join with us. Just sign up. It's all free for educators, and you'll enjoy our online journal on site. Again, it's open to you. Just go over, check it all out, and click through on the giant icon of the magazine cover that says Equity and Access. It's an award-winning online journal, and I think you'll really enjoy it, as we're the only ones covering equity and access specifically in the entire education space. Again, ace-ed.org. All free to educators. If you want to follow us on Twitter or LinkedIn, all the icons are over there. If you want to follow me in particular, it's EduTalk Radio on Twitter, Larry Jacobs, which happens to be my name, on LinkedIn, and Larry Jacobs and Education Talk Radio, just to mix you up, on Facebook. Okay, let me bring on Dr. Wade, the amazing Joan, and also Bob. Okay, first of all, we'll start with Joan. Hi, Joan. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's always good to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here, as always, I might add. Okay, how's life in Wisconsin today?
Very cold, little snowy, but it's all good. Oh. That's what winter's all about in this great state of ours.
There you go. Okay, and I live in Maine, as you know, and I could say the same thing, except it's not snowing, but when you say it's snowing there, it means it's coming here, so what can I tell you? Okay, Bob, where are you located?
Well, today, Larry, I'm in Lebanon, Ohio, and it's got some white stuff on the ground, but it's clear and the sun is shining. But I live in Mountain Home, Arkansas. So
you do?
I'm visiting grandkids here. Yeah, I've got three grandkids here, and my wife and I are here.
Well, give them a shout out. What are the kids' names? How old are the kids? How old are the grandkids?
Eighth grade, Braisley. Fifth grade, Braden. And a little Bryant, who is just running around the house like crazy. I think he's four.
And I got the A to B R theme, and B, spoken like an educator. You introduce them by what grade they're in.
That's true.
Right.
I take it away from that.
They're famous now. They're famous now. Where's Lebanon, Ohio? I have never been to Lebanon, Ohio. Where is that, Bob?
It's about 30 miles south of Dayton. So it's between Dayton and Cincinnati.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I have gone through there. I just couldn't place it. Okay, believe me, I've driven through there. Bob, do we know each other? Your name sounds so familiar to me.
And you sound real familiar. And I remember, I think now, maybe when I was working for either Pearson or Follett, I might have had, because I was working with marketing their newest things that they were doing in K-12, and I believe I might have been on a show with you. I think I was.
I think
but
you
I,
were.
It was
well,
many
in
years
that
ago.
Case, let's assume you were and say welcome back.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed
You're
coming
You're very
back.
Welcome.
I enjoyed the first time.
Well, I know you'll enjoy this one even more because you're with Joan Wade. What can I tell you?
That's true. That is okay. Absolutely true.
And
Larry, I'm just wanted to say that I'm really excited about today's program because I enjoy working with you, Larry, and the idea of equity and what you're doing to try to get people to understand how we need to close this achievement gap. And there's equity issues throughout our country that you're very concerned about. And When I was thinking about who that I work with that would be good, usually I bring on one of our members, but Bob just came to mind because the company that he started called Mindshine, which he'll talk about, does the same thing. He's very concerned about equity issues and bringing the world to children, whether they're in the most remote regional areas of our country, and trying to help schools to develop those apps and resources that make learning happen for all children. So I just think the two of you, I didn't know you already knew each other.
Well, I had a feeling. So it's great. It's perfect. Okay. It really is. And Bob, what is the website for your company, Mindshine?
www.mindshine.com.
Okay, good enough. It's simple enough. I thought that was it, but I wanted to be sure, okay, before I gave it mindshine.com. And how long have you been involved with that?
Well, we founded it about 10 years ago, specifically to build software solutions for school districts around the country. And the best partnership we have is with Joan Wade and AESA because, as you know, if you can get a service agency excited about what you're doing, they can deliver that to the school districts that they're providing a lot of great services to. So,
this is what you and I are echoing each other because I'll tell you, this is what I've been saying about ESAs for years, and you're one of the smart guys. Of course, I say this with all due respect to Joan. Too many companies don't recognize the importance of the ESA in their marketing, okay, and how influential they are with the districts they serve. Okay, and I say this every time I'm with Joan. She does a magnificent job of running that organization, and companies and educators have to understand the value and the importance of ESAs. Right, Joan? How many times have I said that?
You say it every time we're together, and I so appreciate it because it is very true. I think our educational service agencies are very entrepreneurial and innovative, and they really like to partner with companies that they can develop products and services with to meet the needs of school districts. The educational service agencies have their fingers on the pulse of districts. They work really closely inside the districts, so they know where the issues are that need to be solved. When you work with a company like Mindshine, you can develop that solution together, and that's the best kind of vendor to work with.
Hear, hear. I couldn't agree with you more. And, Bob, tell us about the company, okay? Because I think you guys have done a lot of things, and I think right now you've got smartphone apps. I know that. And we're talking about bandwidth gaps. No, I didn't mean to have a poem there, apps and gaps, but you know what I mean. All right? But also you guys have developed other things, I believe, for students at risk and that sort of thing. Am I correct? Tell about your company.
Yes, we have an identification system for early identification of students at risk. What we basically do, Mindshine is kind of an odd name, but it really means whatever's on the educator's mind, we can make it shine by building it for them. And it's everything as small as a teacher dashboard for a small district outside of Boston. They were looking to every day have a refresh screen that shows what's happening with their kids in the classroom. So we met with them and built it for them. A bigger project.
Can I ask which district?
It's Hampton Schools, Northampton.
Okay.
Northampton Schools. And then even though we're not going to talk about this today, but another great podcast would be all around what we helped the AEAs in Iowa build for the whole state. They call it Scout, and it is a digital curriculum platform so that teachers all throughout Iowa can actually get online and see everything that all the AEAs have purchased in terms of digital curriculum, preview it, and bring it down to their classroom. And we built a platform that all the other players, all the other publishers out there fit their digital curriculum onto so that everyone in Iowa has access to everything that's out there. It's really cool.
That is good stuff. I got to tell you, again, everybody, it's Mindshine, one word, mindshine.com. So now it seems to me you've got something new. It may not be new to you, but it's new to me that you're doing it, is smartphone apps. Okay, and
yes.
Howard, yes, go ahead. You talk about that, then I'll get into more. Go ahead.
Yes, so we just launched two smartphone apps for educators. And in the middle of a pandemic, it's a little risky, but
yeah.
I think
really.
IOTI is one of them, IOTI. IOTI,
yep.
We call it IOTI, and it stands for Interactive Object Triggered Information. And the easiest way to explain how it works, because it's much better to show it, obviously, but to explain how it works, the original idea behind IOTI was when kids are absent for 3 or 4 days in a row, teachers generally gather up a bunch of work, send it home with a neighbor or a sibling so they don't fall behind in their schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
And with IOTI, the teacher simply points their camera at the pile of work they're sending home and says something, either records a video or an audio stream that just says, hey, Jenny, I hope you're back in school real soon. But in the meantime, I'm sending this work home. On the map of Russia, I want you to underscore blah, blah, blah. And on the math page, I need you to do this. When they're done talking, it immediately becomes part of that pile of work. And when the physical pile of work is sent home, either if it's an older child, they point their phone at it, or the parent points their phone at it, and the video of the teacher comes up explaining the nice message, but also how to do the work that's being sent home. That's as simple as I can explain. There's a lot of other uses for it, but
yeah, that's good. And let me see if I understand. It's an individualized video. Would that be a good way to say it?
It can be. It certainly can be. For principals, we actually give the principals a magnet with their school logo on it, like if they're the Pirates or the Lions or the Bulldogs. We give them enough magnets for every home and every staff member. And so every Sunday night or Monday morning, the principal simply points their phone at their magnet and says, don't forget on Tuesday we have a soccer game, and on Wednesday we've got a book sale in the library. And when they're done talking, that video, believe it or not, shows up on everybody's magnet throughout the district. And all a parent has to do in a busy Monday morning is point their smartphone at the magnet, and the most recent video shows up on their phone from the principal. In addition to that, they get a notification ahead of time that says, Principal Adams just sent you a new video. And that's as simple as it is. They don't have to go to a website. They don't have to have a username or password. They just point and see the video show up.
So, are you saying that? You have to help me here. To me, a stapler and a roll of duct tape are really high tech instruments here. Okay. So, are you saying that there's some kind of invisible connection between? Are you saying like a refrigerator magnet?
Yeah, it connects a physical IOTI connects
a
physical
here. I've never
object
heard of anything like this.
I know that, and
you
when
know,
we show
yeah,
it to people. When we show it to people, Larry, they go, well, how does that work? That you can't do
yeah,
that
exactly
kind of thing. It's so funny. Let me give you one more great example where it personalizes education for the kiddos. I know my grandkids, when they're good, they end up getting a certificate of achievement, you know, maybe a perfect attendance for the marking period or the principal's list or something
well,
like
I get,
that.
I get
and
that from my wife if I make it through another week with her during this pandemic. She's very good to me. I get one.
Well,
of
if she actually gives you a certificate, she could do this.
She
too.
Does.
But anyway,
I have several of them on the refrigerator
all,
now. We've been together. It's 51 weeks now. We've been fighting the pandemic. I've gotten 3 certificates already, so I'm very proud of myself. That was a joke,
okay,
everybody.
All the teachers have to do, takes them about 30 seconds. They point their phone at the certificate and they say something like, gee, Joan, I'm really happy, really proud of you. You brought your math grade up this marking period. Great work. Click. That's the end of it. For as long as the parents keep that certificate, that personal message from the teacher will always be a part of that certificate forever.
Oh.
And
yes, go ahead, continue.
I was going to say, Bob, is it like on the refrigerator magnets that you were explaining before, is it like a QR code that you click on and then the video actually plays on your phone, right?
It is like old QR codes, except there are no codes. The technology of object recognition has gotten so far along that it actually sees the object and recognizes the object and knows what you tag to it, so that when you point at it, whatever digital information you attached to that object comes out on the screen of the cell phone. So there's no codes to manage, but it is QR codes.
It is fascinating. Does it erase the old message, Bob? Automatically?
No, actually it stores all the messages. It only gives you the most recent one, and you can go back while you're looking at the first one, and you can go back to the week before or a month ago or whatever. Yep.
And how long is each message?
As long as you want. It could be a lesson. We have teachers that want to do a lesson. That's why it's such interesting things for helping with equity. We're working with an ESC in Ohio, and 40% of their homes don't have internet connections. And so what we're experimenting with is, can the lessons be put on IoT? And so even though they don't have internet, they could see the lesson from the teacher on their cell phone through IoT. We think it'll work.
Even without broadband connection in the home?
That's correct. We've done as long as 35-minute lessons so far, and they all seem to come up and play just fine on the smartphone, which means that, you know, we've got parents in some of those districts driving their kids around trying to find an internet spot.
Of course,
that they can sit in their car and watch the lesson, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk to our friends, and you know these people, Joan, over at KVEC, Kentucky Valley Educational Co-op. They'll love this. I'll introduce you, Bob. Do you know them?
No, I don't know, but I'd love to.
Well, you will. You will by the end of today. I can guarantee you that. Okay, they're in rural Kentucky, and the problem with that is they're in what are called hollers. You're familiar with that word?
Sure, yeah.
Sure, and most people don't know what a holler is, a valley that has the only one way in and out, okay? So, you know, there's no way to go through all the way. You have to turn around and come back. And the broadband connections are terrible in those areas in rural Kentucky. And this is absolutely fascinating here, I got to tell you. IoT from Mindshine, wow. And you're not kidding with the inequities. I was going to ask you, tie this into the equity situation. And, boy, it's really amazing. Do you have this in districts now?
No, I said we're working with the Ohio ESC right now to identify some principals and some teachers. It's so new, really hasn't been out yet. So it's so new that we're just trying to get some places that would use it. There's no cost to it. Even the magnets are part of all the projects we're doing right now. We throw the magnets in for them. So, no, there's no cost at all.
And it's basically a smartphone app.
Yes, that's right. Yep, you can download it from either of the Play Stores right now. I'll give you one other example. It actually gives a personal touch. We have three grandchildren here, but we have 12 in three different states. And
the BR kids.
One
the BR
two,
kids. I know. I
yeah.
already feel like I know yep. them all. Yes, Braden and Brianna
and
whoever.
Yeah. And you. And usually 1 or 2 days a week, we are online with them. They FaceTime us with their worksheets or their what they're working on. And part of the problem, I mean, online learning, as good as it can get, still, in my opinion, is missing some things, right? The personal touch, they can't go back and see the lesson. They just are now being asked to do project or problems around.
You're right.
And so we get involved.
Yeah.
It's a tough time. And so with IoT, a teacher could, in less than a minute, a teacher could send a how-to video to one student or a group of students or the whole class that's struggling trying to figure out how to do this, and it might just say, here's how you find the radius so that you can figure out the volume of a cone, which is what we were doing yesterday with one of our kids. And you can imagine us, we're trying to figure that out and try to remember some of the stuff we learned 40 years ago. So,
can a teacher,
but those how-to videos could be done so quickly. Go ahead.
But you said, that's all right, you said that a superintendent, let's say, or a principal could use it to talk to the whole school. But how can you target it to a specific individual or a specific group
yes.
of kids, like a teacher's class,
yes.
like Mrs. Johnson's
yes.
class?
Yes. The
wow.
teacher can do it to their class or one student. If they know one student struggling with figuring out this problem, within a minute they could just send it, and that one student would get a notification that says, Mrs. Johnson just sent you a new video. They'd click on it, and they'd see Mrs. Johnson helping explain a little bit better what they were struggling with. One of the problems you see is two of our grandchildren are in junior high. Well, those teachers can have up to 200 kids, and they can't possibly quickly respond to every text they get where kids are struggling to get the answers, right? And so this would be an easy way for them to just quickly send them a video that would help them.
Wow. It's IOT, IOTI, everybody, mindshine.com.
Yes.
And you'll be able to contact them if you want. The other thing you have, Bob, if I may. Joan, do you have anything to say? I didn't mean to ignore you. Pardon me for doing that.
No, nope, you're doing good. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Okay, fine. Just chime in anytime, Joan, if you have a question or want to add something. Okay, please do
I
that.
I will do. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Bob, you have another app called TIVA, T-I-V-A. What is it?
Yes, and TIVA stands for The Interactive Voice Assistant. And it's, again, new technology.
You know, Bob, I got to tell you, we really don't need any more acronyms in education. We have to have a serious talk about this. There are too many acronyms.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Say it
so,
again. TIVA,
so it uses Siri-like technology and some artificial intelligence so that parents and teachers and principals can ask simple questions in their native normal language, and TIVA goes into the database of information, like a student information system, and brings that answer right back to the phone for whoever's asking the question. And it knows the level of who's asking the question. If it's a teacher, they know what the limit is to, you know, the information that can be provided to a teacher. For a parent, think of this, though. Here's two examples. One, and I think this is an equity issue, too, because I think in some areas, parents have difficulty for whatever reason. They don't have internet, and yet they want to find out how their kids are doing. And the only way right now is usually to call a teacher if you can get a hold of them, or go to find an internet, go on the school website, go to the student information system, go to the parent portal, and try to figure out your kid and how your kid's doing. Not easy. Can you imagine sitting at home and the parent can just pick up the phone and say, I need to know if my eighth grader has any missing assignments. And what are they? Boom. Within a few seconds, that information comes to that parent's cell phone. Just as quick as you can.
How is that information input into there?
It is, well, it comes up on the screen. It's displayed in a certain way.
No, I don't mean on the parent's end. I mean on the educator side. The parent asks a question. How is the information originally input into the system? Or is it done per
TIVA
question? Okay, guys, help
no,
me
well,
out
we link we link TIVA to the student information system and specifically to the grade book for the parent so that they can see information about how their kids are doing. But they can do it just by asking a question. I don't know about you, Larry, but when I was growing up, one of my favorite mom's questions every day was, do you have any homework?
Yeah.
And I give her the answer that I hope she'd be okay with. And she could pick up the phone and go, does my fifth grade son have any homework? And it would come back with the answer.
You're ruining a lot of kids' lives here, Bob. You know that. You're making life awfully difficult for these kids. Right. Right. Not funny.
Well, speaking of lives, what about this one? Let's say a superintendent arrives at the scene of a school bus accident, and she immediately speaks into her phone, I need the emergency contact information for all the students that were riding bus 44 today. Immediately pops up on her phone.
That's pretty amazing, I got to tell you. Is this where are you in development of this product, TIVA?
It's where we're actually, we have a district in Ohio. We met with the superintendent a couple weeks ago. He gave us the information that he'd like to be able to ask about, and one was attendance and one was math grades for whatever reason. So we picked it all up. So he gets the most current information whenever he asks, how are my third grade math scores? And that just pops up on his phone.
So it's like a personalized Google, if I may.
It is. It is a personalized Google. Exactly right. Based on information that the school district has. And it doesn't sit on your phone. It isn't stored on your phone. It just is displayed on your phone. So there's not really a data issue. They can't keep that data. It just is on their phone for them to view and see what the answers are.
Yeah, actually, that would be the you just answered the question, but that security question. God forbid somebody gets that information and leaves their phone at the restaurant. Okay? That wouldn't work.
Yes.
Okay, so the information has to be erased from the system, and you answer that question. This is really amazing. Okay, this is it's just great stuff. Again, everybody, Mindshine Technologies. Bob, let me ask you, and just talk about this for a second. Okay, your previous products, what are they besides IoT and Teva? Just get run down a quick list.
Every product that we've built have been created or thought of by school districts. So they come to us and
that's
they say, gee, we're looking for this, and can you give us a quote or a price for building it? And you'd be amazed, Larry, a lot of times we can build it for less money than they can go find maybe partially what they want. It's always hard to find on the market exactly what you're looking for. And in our situation, you give us the specs, we deliver it back to you, and guess what? You own it. We're not going to get you know, if you rent it from some companies, a lot of times those companies can be gobbled up by bigger companies who then say, you know, we're going to discontinue that product, but we're going to replace it with this product. And the district goes, no, I bought this product. Don't discontinue it. But that happens all the time. In our scenario, it never happens because you own the product. You're not renting it from us. So,
wow. It's
and
really
interesting. Everything from,
go ahead.
Well, our biggest project was with Central Susquehanna Intermediate Unit in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
They have like 250 districts using a finance, HR, and payroll system that they created. We actually rebuilt it for the internet on .NET technology in about 8 months for them, and they're rolling it out to all the districts now that wanted a more internet friendly version of their product. So we did that about a year and a half ago.
Well, you got some great engineers working with you and tech guys. I got to tell you, it's just astounding. How'd you guys find each other, Joan? How do you know each other?
So that's a really good question. Bob was one of he's been a longtime friend of AESA's with the other companies that he worked with before Mindshine Technologies. But he had been an exhibitor in our exhibit booth, and we came upon need to design a registration system for AESA.
Ah, there
and
you go.
We developed our partnership around building our registration system, which we still use today, and we white label it. So if our members are looking for a registration system, they can also purchase it. And Mindshine supports it. So the Mindshine built it for us. They listened to what we needed in a registration system. They tweak it when we need it to be tweaked. They've been great partners to work with, and our members benefit. So that really started our relationship, and then we keep learning about all the new stuff they continue to develop with school districts and with some of our ESAs. And so we keep trying
really
to push
stuff.
Their methods out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
very
and I
cutting
appreciate
edge.
This. Yeah, it is. And I got to tell you, Bob kind of summed it up. But there is and to most things these days, there's an equity point to this. Okay, and the more we can do to get rid of the equity challenges, okay, and make it easy for everybody. I'm thinking, with school communications, Bob. Okay, it's very hard for the schools to communicate, especially these crazy days, with the parents. And what you're offering is something that's so cool. It's just amazing. So we've got the word out here. This is great. We got to go, guys. I got to tell you, this is fantastic. I'll make sure everybody knows about this. All right, and I'm going to send you an email.
That.
Oh, no problem. Bob, I'm going to send you an email. I got your Gmail account here, and I'm going to send you an email and introduce you to the gang at KVEC in Kentucky.
Okay.
I
appreciate that. Yep.
Right. Thank you, Mr.
Right.
Darby.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you so
happy
much.
Here again. And Joan, thank you.
Yeah.
Both of you, stay warm. You're in winter climates like I am, so stay warm and stay safe in this crazy pandemic, okay?
Yeah, you stay warm
thank
too,
you.
Larry. All right.
Thank you,
Joan. See ya.
Thank you.
We'll be talking.
Bye. Okay, that's Dr. Joan Wade from AESA, my good buddy, AESA.us. And hold on. I've got a cold today. It's driving me nuts. All right. What can I tell you? Cough. No, it's not COVID. Okay. Mindshine, check it out. And we'll archive at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks a million for listening, and have a safe and good day.